The Masters is about to get underway at Augusta National after a rain delay this morning. And since his dad is teeing it up, and since, who knows, in a few years we may see Charlie Woods on the first tee at Augusta, we're going to call Tiger's son Charlie right now, see what he thinks about his dad trying to win another Masters. And we'll talk to him about his own golf career, I bet.
Yeah.
We have a number for Charlie Woods here.
Hello?
Charlie Woods, please. Hey, Charlie, it's the Musers on the ticket in Dallas.
Oh, hi, Musers.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm just eating.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What you eating?
Pig snop.
Pig snop?
No, pizza.
Oh, pizza. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, are you excited about your dad playing today at Augusta?
No, I don't care about that.
What do you mean you don't care?
I'm excited about only one thing. I'm excited to not go to the Masters and watch my dad play.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
That's terrible.
Have you seen him play lately?
Well, it's a little wheels off.
Terrible. I don't want to watch a has-been play golf.
Oh, man.
Might as well go to a Champions event in San Antonio or something.
Okay, well, you're talking about you're talking about the greatest player in the history of the game.
Not was just the greatest player in the game. Not anymore. There's a new Woods that's on the rise.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, okay.
That's me.
Okay, but you can still go honor your father. And I mean, the Masters is all about tradition. Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, Tom Watson hitting the ceremony.
Never heard of them. Never heard of them?
Well, he is Charlie's only 15.
Okay, but he's Tiger's son. I guarantee you your dad's
talking. They don't matter anymore.
Oh, my gosh,
hey,
Charlie.
It's time for the new golfers to take over. Jack Watson and Tom Nicklaus, nobody cares about any of them.
Okay, you got the names wrong, but and they do too.
I don't want to go out there and watch some boomer knock it around. That's why I'm not going to go see my dad. I'm definitely not going to go watch some greatest generation hit a ceremonial first shot.
Man, that's part of golf, though, is just, you know, tipping your cap to history.
I may watch part of the tournament from home. I'll probably split time between that and watching Rick and Morty or something.
Well, are we going to see you at Augusta National soon as a player?
Of course. I'm going to dominate that place.
Okay.
I'll tell you who I'm rooting for the Masters, and that's Phil. Phil's like my hero.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no. That's
no way.
That doesn't make your dad happy.
I like it because he gambles a lot.
You have a DraftKings account?
Of course I got a DraftKings account. All my friends gamble, and they think Phil is really cool.
Man, don't say that to your dad.
Yeah, I'm going to be, oh, Dad hates Phil. That's probably why I like him so much. I'm going to be so much better than my dad. I've learned from all his mistakes.
Oh, well.
I've already, by default, done the number one lesson I learned from him.
What's that?
Never get involved with my mom.
All right.
Right?
It was rough. And see, I'm kind of mad at my dad because he used the same training methods that his father used on him.
Yeah?
So he would, like, hit me with a frying pan in my backswing.
Terrible.
He would set off dynamite while I was trying to putt.
Awful.
He would have me practice bunker shots with two off-leash lions prowling around.
Well, it made you tough, probably.
I guess it did. But, I mean, you know how I really wish would lose the Masters in, like, really dramatic fashion?
Oh, no.
Who?
Don't tell me.
My dad.
Yeah.
Eldridge.
I think it's Eldrick.
The Kempe Bucktooth has been that who before he was a 15-time major winner, he once got so hornied up that he trolled every greasy spoon in America with some slutty meth-tooth pancake slinger who had the name of every kid of hers that she lost to the state or a co-sleeping accident tattooed on her inner arm and was so impressed with his billion pieces of money that she would head out back and let him double her over an industrial grease bin and sing happy birthday to himself while he grunted to the beat of his own mindless atonal music production before she started meth coughing through her tears and her muscular pulsing caused his eyes to roll up into the heavens and scream, I love Kobe Bryant Rapids, Colorado, while he introduced some benzo-positive golf phenom ectoplasm into her unshowered mommy cave until 9 months later she squatted in the storage room of a court-ordered halfway house and pushed out a state champion who will one day eclipse his own Xanaxed-out Genesis-crashing, career-destroying golf superhero father.
Jeez.
He says hi.
Oh, he does?
Well, tell him
he
good luck.
He does say hi.
Tell him good luck.
I will, and you know who I bet wishes he could see Tiger win the Masters?
Who?
Who?
His dad.
There's no way. Serious?
Also your grandfather.
Large-blooded hippopotamus of a grandfather who, before he forced my dad into golf servitude, once got so horned up for grandmommy that he searched Facebook Marketplace for an Asian land war that he could ignite it and he could sign up for service and go to Japan and fight the Koreans against the Nazis so that he could litmus test every bar stool, testing for ovulation until he found a positive test and he spotted a Katolta dashing out to a nearby horse-drawn carriage to make her impressive getaway so that he had to rent a couple of unicycles that he could weld together to make a two-wheeled unicycle and chase her all the way across the Himalayas into Iowa where he cornered her in a hen house and enthusiastically considered to date her until 9 months later she had to climb on top of a condor's nest and wealth out a 15-time major winning Rachel Uchita lawsuit defending Phil Hader.
He had to search for a ground war to ignite it.
Bye, music.
Bye. See ya.
Nice to meet you.
Oh. There goes Charlie Woods.